Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. Once again, Chewy here, and I'll be your host. I'm really excited to get into the Word with you guys, and let's see what God has to say to us. So, will you join me as we pray? Lord, we just want to thank you again for this day that we're alive, that we're here to hear your Word, to be blessed by your Word, and to serve one another, and to lift each other up higher than ourselves. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So for the past couple weeks for youth group, we've been talking about serving one another and lifting others up higher than ourselves. And it seems like right now, well, pretty much since the beginning of time, it's kind of an anti-Christian culture because the world teaches the exact opposite. See, the world teaches that we come first, that it's all about me, I, and we should do whatever we need to do to get ahead, to be number one, whether if it's stabbing people in the back, stepping on people, just doing whatever we got to do to get what we want in life. And of course, the Bible teaches the exact opposite, right? And it's hard for some people to do. It is not in our nature to put others before ourselves. It's something that the Holy Spirit teaches us to do. And of course, we have to practice it. We don't just hear the Word or read the Word. We actually should be doing the Word, acting it out, living it out. And a lot of these things, we want to practice them. Like I said, it doesn't come natural to serve somebody or put somebody before us. It's something that we intentionally have to practice. Because if we don't practice it, we're going to forget about it. It's like it's not going to be easy to do anymore. So, but after you start practicing this and start actually applying the Word to your life, it becomes a part of your new nature, right? We're a new creation in Christ. So therefore, serving others and putting others before ourselves, it just kind of becomes natural to our Christian walk. So we're going to read from Galatians 5:13 first. We do have a few verses to kind of break this down. 5:13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." You see, the freedom we have in Christ, not to use it for the flesh. And the flesh is me, I, I'm first. Nobody else matters except me. But it says to love, through love, serve one another. So the commandment in the Bible is to serve one another. Not just serve ourselves, but serve others. And again, that's the anti-culture. It's not natural for us to do that. And of course, the world teaches the exact opposite. But it's not about what the world says. It's about what the Word says. And the Word says to serve one another. And that may look like opening the door for somebody, helping somebody change a tire, just loving on people and being available to serve somebody. And again, we shouldn't just serve those who benefit us, right? Because we see this a lot where people only want to befriend those who can gain something from them, or somehow they're trying to gain this relationship for their own benefit. And actually, we're supposed to serve one another without wanting anything in return, regardless of who they are in class in the community, regardless of how much money they make. We should be willing to serve one another. So going into Luke 14:11 says this, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." You see, we shouldn't be seeking to be exalted. You know, we don't need to go and do all these things to serve somebody, to be noticed, to be in the spotlight, to be exalted. Actually, it says that we should be humble, right? And when we're humble, God lifts us up. My wife and I have this little inside thing that we talk about. We say whenever there's a conflict or there's a disagreement or something, we like to tell each other, take the higher road. And the higher road is actually the lower road of being humble. And when you're humbled, it actually in return lifts you up to the higher road. So we say take the high road, which means to be humble. And that's like our little inside thing. And it's a good reminder for us both that God calls us to be humble, and he's the one who does the lifting up. He's the one who exalts us, not ourselves, right? So going on to Philippians chapter 2, 3 through 4, it says this: do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others. So count others more significant than ourselves. You know, I just love it when we as God's people can come together and lift others up higher than ourselves. You know, I used to be in a place where I was not okay with helping somebody out for them to be number one, or helping somebody out to succeed to where they're going to outshine me or be more successful than me. It was just always me. I could never do this. But through the Holy Spirit, he empowers us and strengthens us to lift others up higher than ourselves. So my question for you is, can you do that? Are you willing to lift others up higher than yourselves, your friends, your families, people around you? Are you able to help them succeed in life, or to meet their goals, or to be the best that they can be without you getting credit, without you being the one who gets the applause? And that's hard for us to do, but it says right here in Philippians 2, 3 through 4, to count others more significant than ourselves. And if we as God's people can practice this, again, we practice it, right? Because it doesn't come natural. We have to be intentional. When we see the opportunity to lift somebody up higher than ourselves, we should try, at least try and do it. And as we start doing it and we get accustomed to it, it just kind of goes with our new nature, and it becomes part of our Christian walk, is to lift others higher than ourselves. And I love telling the youth about this, because some people wait their whole lives being Christians before they start to practice this. And if they can, youth can practice it now in their youth, as they get older, when they have their families, their husbands and wives, and their careers, it's going to show in everything that they do, because God will exalt them, right? We don't have to be scandalous like the world and do all these scandalous things to get ahead in life. No, we serve one another. We're humble. We lift others up, and God will bless us. God will lift us up. So the youth are practicing this. They're trying, and I'm getting them in the habit to, you have to be intentional to do this, because again, it does not come natural. So going on, Philippians 2, 3 through 4, it says, do not only look to your own interests, but also to the interest of others, to actually be interested in what other people are doing. You know, have you ever talked to somebody and you know, you're talking to them, but they really don't care what you're saying? They're more interested about themselves and in what they have to say. I'll give you an example. When you're talking to somebody and let's say I'm talking to you, and I give you just whatever I'm thinking, my interest, and it's your turn to respond, and I just get on my phone and I don't even care what you're saying. I'm like, yeah. And then when you're done, I go back and I talk about what I want. See, to be interested in what others have to say, what others feel, that's a big part of what Christianity is having our interest not just in ourselves, but to actually apply it, to actually do it on a daily basis. That's where the rubber meets the road. And again, it's something that we need to practice, because it does not come natural to us. So Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, everything, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So all the things that we do, from serving one another to lifting each other up to being interested in their needs, it's actually glorifying God. Like, we do it in the name of the Lord. Everything we do is to glorify God. And again, when you can do something so bold and courageous, something different, like put somebody before yourself, it glorifies God. God is glorified again, and then he lifts you up, right? So Matthew 25:40 says this: And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." So serving others, we actually are serving God, because Jesus was telling his disciples, "Man, I was in jail and you didn't come visit me. I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was sick and you didn't help me." And they're like, when did we not help you, Jesus, or visit you when you were in jail? When?" He's like, "Well, to the whatever you did to the least of these, we did it to me." So we have to think about that when we're doing this to other people. It's actually to the Lord, right? We're actually doing it to the Lord. So we shouldn't just be serving others or be interested in others' needs or lifting others up higher than ourselves only if it's beneficial for us, or only if the person is an outstanding member of the community. You know, we should just be willing to serve God regardless of who it is. And that's a good reminder for all of us that we shouldn't show partiality when it comes to loving God's people, right? Because the very least person that we think about, maybe somebody who's homeless or somebody who we think has nothing to offer us, are you willing to serve that person and even lift them up higher than yourself? Hebrews 6:10 is our last verse. "For God is not unjust as so to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do." So we don't need the spotlight, right? God sees all the things that we do, and that's where the true treasure is. And those of you that maybe feel underappreciated, either at home, in your relationship with your spouse, or with your relationship with your family, your kids, your parents, or even at work, maybe you feel underappreciated for all the little things that you do and nobody seems to notice. Well, God notices. It says, "For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown." God sees these things, and you are going to be so blessed. Again, he exalts you and lifts you up. And I just love this because, you know, it says right here that he sees it all, guys. Like, the good, the bad, he sees it all. And it says that in his name, for his name, like, we're serving people, all these things that glorifies God, we're doing it for God. And that's something that we need to remember. So I hope that this encourages you today. And as you go about your day, that you would look for the opportunity to serve somebody, to lift them up higher than yourself, and see what God does. Watch how God blesses your walk with him, all right? Well, God bless you guys. See you next time.